Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Friday, July 20th, 2012, here. End of the week, Pauhana Friday, going into what appears to be a very crazy weekend. As you know, we've got the Olympics coming up, and everybody's concerned about this escalation and all of these false flag attacks and just this constant drumbeat. There are terrorists out there. Be afraid. Be afraid. Run to government and do what they tell you, or all sorts of bad things will happen to you. And we'll be getting to that a little bit later in the show here. Also on the show today, joining us is Henry Cliffords. In our third hour, he's the guy who behind all these pro-Palestinian billboards that are popping up in train stations and bus stations and showing how Israel has just basically been nibbling away at Palestine and caused such a furor with the ADL because you're not allowed to be pro-Palestinian in the United States of America. You know, we didn't give you a First Amendment so you could criticize Israel. I mean, what the heck is wrong with that? So we'll be talking to him a little bit later in the show. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is running our control room today and twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and she'll be answering the phones this morning when you call on in. A little program note for next week. Paul Craig Roberts and Jim Rogers will be joining us as our on-air guests. Now, before we get into the stories, and there's a lot of really bad stuff to talk about here today, but I do want to note, July 20th seems to pile up the anniversaries because it was on this day in 1969 that Apollo 11 landed on the moon. And 36 years ago today, back in 1976, the Viking missions, Viking 1, landed on Mars. And, of course, that's a little of my own personal history here. And as a matter of fact, it's kind of interesting. Between Apollo and Viking, we've come to understand that a lot of the meteors found here on Earth are actually bits of these other worlds that were knocked off by asteroidal collision and fall to Earth. And as a matter of fact, while it is still a felony to own any of the moon rocks from Apollo 11, you can actually go out and buy pieces of the moon and Mars that are basically identified from meteors found on Earth that match the data that came back from Viking and Apollo. This is a little tiny piece of Mars, and this is a little tiny piece of the moon, and I got these on eBay for like $10 each. So if you're a science teacher, these are a wonderful thing to put in kids' hands and tactilely connect them with the universe and good things like that. All right, well, also, of course, on this day 19 years ago, the body of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster was found in Fort Marcy Park outside Washington, D.C. That was the story which brought the wrath of the Clinton White House down on my head and resulted in my blacklisting out of Hollywood and the launching of my career as a blogger and a talk show radio host. So that's the history, and now, of course, we have a lot of other things going on. As you're probably already aware, because the corporate media is talking about nothing else right now, last night in Colorado, at a midnight showing of the new Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises, a gentleman dressed in black with a hood barged through an open exit door with a couple of guns, an AK, and basically shot up a bunch of people. 14 people dead. The reports keep varying, but they're saying 14 dead. At least 50, 60 others were wounded. And, of course, the media is just going into a complete furor over this. And I understand. This is a horrible, horrible crime. And I think this case illustrates perfectly that the time has come to abandon the antiquated First Amendment and ban all Batman movies from now on. Now, obviously, I'm making light of a serious subject. The gun grabbers are just going orgasmic. They've got another bloody tragedy to wave around here and say, we've got to ban guns. We've got to take guns away from everybody, except, of course, for the Army. The House just passed another $606 billion to make sure the Army has the biggest guns in the world. So, you know, conquering guns, good. Civilian guns, bad. We'll be back with more of this after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about how the gun grabbers are already in a lather over this latest tragedy down there in Colorado, where this guy walks in with a bunch of guns and he blows away a bunch of people watching the Batman movie. Which, it is a tragedy. There's no way around it. It's a very, very bad thing to happen. But the gun grabbers are saying, this proves we have to ban guns. And, of course, my position is exactly the opposite. If just one of those hundreds and hundreds of theatergoers had been carrying a gun, this nutcase would have been stopped in his tracks. Because, as this Colorado shooting illustrates, the police are never there in time to stop a crime. That's the big fraud of the police department. They don't stop crime. They'll show up after it's all over. They'll pose with the dead bodies for the newspapers to prove how necessary they are to society. But they're never there in time to thwart a crime. The reality is that crimes that are stopped in process, crimes that do not go through to completion, are stopped by citizens with legally owned firearms. Now, we had this other story about there's this gun range that's running over in Israel where American tourists can play with machine guns and shoot at targets dressed like Palestinians and presumably now holding movie tickets. And between that and this total saturation of war movies on TV to glamorize and glorify war, and a federal government that has for the last 10 years sent the constant message to everybody on the planet that the solution to every problem is bloodshed. It's not the guns that were the issue. It's the militant, warlike culture that our government is trying to impose on all of us here. Now, you are far more likely to die from bad prescription medications than you are to be shot by somebody in a random shooting in the street. In fact, the reason shootings like happen in the theater are newsworthy is because they are unusual and rare. But every day, hundreds of people are killed by bad prescription medication. You never see that reported on TV. It's part of the background noise. More people are killed with baseball bats than with assault rifles in the United States of America. That hardly ever gets reported. It's not spectacular enough. Doesn't serve the agenda of disarmament. And there is a built-in bias in the media reporting on these situations. You know, every time some set-up patsy blasts a bunch of people, it's headline news and calling for gun bans and get rid of that Second Amendment. But every time a law-abiding citizen with a gun halts in progress, the media ignores the story or they trivialize it or minimize it. No bleed, no lead. And dictatorships hate news stories that show the positive side of citizens carrying guns. Let me give you another good example of that. Remember the shooting at Virginia Tech? National news, shooter kills 32 students on a campus that had a gun ban. But there was another incident at the Appalachian School of Law where somebody tried to go on a shooting rampage and was stopped cold in their tracks by students with legally owned firearms. No, we're not going to bother reporting that. That doesn't serve the purpose here. That's going to make people think owning guns are good. Every year, 1.6 million crimes are stopped in progress by Americans who own legally owned firearms. Back in the 90s, I was one of them. Caught a guy trying to burglarize our home, you know, Christmas season. And I persuaded him to leave our home. And I called the police to report the crime. They never even showed up. No, we can't take police reports about Americans defending their own homes with guns. No. They'll start thinking they don't need the police. Because after all, the police are never there in time to stop a crime. Think about it. They aren't. And last night proves it. They're never there in time to stop a crime. They show up after it's all over to pick up the bodies and pose for the newspaper photographers and say, look at our shiny badges. We are keeping law and order in society. No, they're not. They're handing out traffic tickets. And they're pounding on the Occupy protesters. They are not a deterrent to crime. But the present circumstance absolutely proves that. Now, one other point. And if you thought the Bulgarian bus bombing story was just Twilight Zone, this one's even weirder. Okay? Now, this guy, James Holmes, who was the shooter last night. First of all, I'm wondering why he's alive. I mean, the cops are so trigger-happy in this country we're in right now. They got that guy up in San Francisco, and they tried to say, we thought he had a knife. We didn't know it. We thought he had a knife, and they shot and killed him. Turned out he was in handcuffs at the time. And yet, this guy who's just wasted an entire theater, and somehow he's still alive, that alone raises eyebrows. Maybe they're keeping him alive so we can go on the news and say, Iran made me do it. I was helpless. They brainwashed me. My mistake. I bought a Persian rug, and it just took over my mind. Anyway, the guy is he a veteran? Is he on psychological drugs? Is he this? Is he that? He's apparently a medical student. He's a graduate student in the neuroscience program at the University of Colorado Medical School. He was actually scheduled to do a presentation on microRNA biomarkers. This guy just doesn't seem like the type to just all of a sudden walk into a theater and start shooting. Unless somebody gave him like a massive dose of LSD or otherwise Manchurian candidate him. It's really weird. But they're going to be pounding on this as hard as they can, and it gives the media an excuse not to talk about LIBOR, not to talk about how the Bulgarian gambit is cratering before the eyes of the world, and the obvious rush to wars in, well, pick a country, any country. The U.S. is attacking everybody. That's how they're going to try and distract from the economic meltdown here. Coming up here is a good example of journalism versus propaganda, and it relates to that situation in the bus bombing in Bulgaria. The propaganda is, okay, almost immediately after the bombing killed five Israeli tourists, Israeli officials led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blamed Iran. An accusation uncritically repeated by all the Western media outlets. That's propaganda. Real, honest, accurate journalism is, Israel offered no concrete evidence tying the bombing to Iran. And Bulgarian officials cautioned it was too early to attribute responsibility. Now, there's something here to keep in mind. Apparently, the initial reports that the bomber up there in Bulgaria was a former inmate at Guantanamo and was tortured for 2 years. Now that's being denied. The Bulgarian government is saying it's not that individual because they had that individual under surveillance at the time because they understand that when the CIA tortures somebody for 2 years, they might not reintegrate into society perfectly smoothly. So they were keeping an eye on this guy. And not the Bulgarian officials, the Swedish officials. We're keeping an eye on this guy. So they know it wasn't him. So the reality is nobody knows who it was. It's some guy. Looks like he could be a brother to Adam Perlman, or Adam Gadon, rather. And he's got a phony ID that was designed to be spotted by border patrols because it's a Michigan State license with a Louisiana address on it. Like, wave a flag. Look at me. I'm a fake ID. And nobody knows who he is. Israel doesn't claim to know who he is. Therefore, they really, again, they don't have any evidence at all to say Iran had anything to do with it. And why would Iran do something like that? Of all the players out there, NATO, the U.S., Israel, all of these nations, the only one who doesn't want a war is Iran. So why would Iran do something that absolutely hands to Israel and the United States the excuse to go to war? And the answer is they wouldn't. Who benefits from this? Israel wants the war, as long as American kids die in it. The U.S. wants the war. Of course this bombing of the Bulgarian bus is a false flag operation. And for all we know, the one in Colorado is, to distract from one PR disaster with another PR disaster, or to preempt the idea it's a violent time and there are crazies all over. So when the Big Bang happens in the Olympics to kick off World War III into high gear, everyone's going to say, well, it's just a continuation of what's been going along. Maybe Israel's rush to get the war into Iran going, like, right today is because they're afraid somebody will identify who this bomber really was. And it's going to turn out to be another planted phony like Adam Perlman or Joseph Cohen or all of the rest of these guys pretending to be Al-Qaeda to scare us into war on Israel's enemies. Smoke and mirrors, and nothing is what it seems to be. By way of deception. All righty, let's see. Of course, Israel's slaves, Israel's minions here in the United States of America are already out there just echoing things. Yes, time to attack Iran. Israel has a legitimate reason to attack Iran. No, they don't. They don't have any legitimate reason to attack Iran. They never did. They tried the weapons of mass destruction. That didn't work. Nobody's buying that one because of the lies about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. So now an explosion happens in Bulgaria, and Israel says, aha, Iran's behind it. We just know. We have no proof. We just know because we called up Miss Cleo, and she looked in her crystal ball and swizzled around the tea leaves and tapped her little Ouija board, and it says, ah, yes, Iran did it, so we're off to war. Think Levon Affair. Think USS Liberty. Think by way of deception. Think all war is based on deception. Every nation, every government, every ruler that tries to start a war has to lie their people into it. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear. Live your life with increased vitality and energy and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
We are living.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a phone call here. Paul in West Palm Beach, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Mike. I get a little nervous talking to you sometimes, but so you got to bear with me and help me out a little bit.
No reason to be nervous at all. You know, we're all friends here. We're fellow travelers on the path to restoration of the Republic. What's on your mind?
Okay. Also, I just want to let you know, I send you emails quite regularly, and my email address is 911.
Don't broadcast email addresses. You have no idea how many Viagra ads you're going to get from doing that.
Okay. The one thing that I've been keeping up with is the assassination attempt on Israel, and I've done a little research. And
on Israel or Hillary?
On Hillary, excuse me. And there hasn't been no news on where Hillary's been talking in, like, the last 3 days. Mm-hmm. And I think you were right when you mentioned 2 days ago and even yesterday that, you know, the reason why it's not making mainstream news is because probably an Israeli tried to attack that convoy. And so mm-hmm. they can't let that out. And have you heard of anything lately besides Gordon Duff's article?
No, there's been no follow-up on that whatsoever. And, again, if it had been a Palestinian or any kind of an Arab Muslim that had taken a shot at the Secretary of State, it would have been banner headlines all across America. And as a matter of fact, the story has gotten no coverage at all that I can find yet in the American corporate media. It's been covered a little bit in the alternative media, and of course it was covered in the Arabic press. But basically it was a gunshot at the car, and Hillary was never in any real danger. But again, the only reason for this story to just vanish the way that it did is it was probably an Israeli who took the shot. And you need to understand, the people of Israel are as unhappy with the government of Israel as the people of the United States are unhappy with Washington, D.C. And so it is absolutely within the realm of possibility that somebody decided taking a shot at the Secretary of State might derail this rush into a war with Iran. And the people of Israel understand. It doesn't matter how many Americans they throw in the path of the oncoming Iranian army. There are going to be missiles and bombs falling on Israel itself. And the Israeli people don't want to get bombed because of Netanyahu's dreams of everlasting imperishable military glory any more than people in the United States of America would want to be under these bombs. In fact, one of the, if you will say, disadvantages of us living on the North American continent here and being isolated from these war theaters is the American people living in their homes, they never feel the consequences of the war directly. They never come under attack. And, you know, during World War II, they had like a handful of balloon bombs fall on the west coast of the United States of America, and there was one Japanese sub that did succeed in shelling a refinery in California. You know, but that was basically it. The American people don't have to fear direct bombing from places like Yemen and Afghanistan and Iraq. But, of course, if we go into war against Russia and China, that will change very quickly because those countries really do have nuclear weapons of mass destruction, and they really do have rockets and missiles that will reach all the way into the American heartland, and that's going to be a bad day for everybody.
And with our gun rights here, no other country would be crazy enough to occupy the United States because you're talking about the biggest guerrilla warfare there ever was with all of us having our own guns. So that won't happen, that's for sure.
Well, I think right now the federal government is very much afraid of that guerrilla war taking place against them because they're all of a sudden starting to realize that the American people are saying, you know, if I'm going to bleed and die in a war, maybe I should decide who the enemy is instead of letting TV tell me who the enemy is, because we've had all these people, TV says, Afghanistan's the enemy, go kill them, and then Iraq's the enemy, go kill them, and Yemen's the enemy, go kill them. And it's on and on and on, and I think more and more Americans are saying, if I need to kill an enemy, I need to kill that group, that individual that is constantly sending us to wage war across the rest of the planet. And I think that's a big reason for this event in Colorado, you know, where they set this up and they find this medical student and, you know, dope him up and send him in to do this theater nonsense. So now they can come on out and say, we've got to ban guns, we've got to ban guns, we've got to ban guns. And let me make something very, very clear here. Banning guns will not end crime, which is the big issue they're putting. I mean, one of the worst mass killings in school in American history took place with dynamites and explosives. I mean, there's things out there, gasoline, whatnot. You know, you could throw aspartame all over a school and wipe out a dozen kids, you know, with that. Well, they're already doing that in the school lunch program. But the reality is, in terms of street crime, you can build your own guns. Anybody with a knowledge of chemistry and a knowledge of metal machining can make a firearm that is useful to terrorize a completely disarmed civilian population. Can they make guns to threaten the American military? No, they can't. And that is really the point here. The U.S. military isn't afraid of a few street criminals. They're afraid of 300 million Americans who are fed up with having their lives looted to enrich Wall Street, the war machine, and Israel. And they're afraid of an American spring taking place here. And so this is the beginning of the big push to convince Americans that your lives will be so much better if you surrender your Second Amendment rights. And remember, the Second Amendment isn't about sport shooting, target shooting, about hunting. It specifically says, militia, security of a free state. The Second Amendment is about killing a government that has gone wrong. And the government knows it, and that's why they're launching this thing. We have to take a break for commercials. Stay with me,
Colin.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All righty, so welcome back to the show. Now, the U.S. is basically continuing this push to go into, well, anybody they can right now, based on this bomb attack up in Bulgaria. The New York Times is reporting that the United States is blaming Hezbollah in Lebanon, claiming that the U.S. official says that the U.S. government has identified this bomber as a member of this Bulgarian Hezbollah group with a general order to attack Israelis at every opportunity, which is kind of a real, you know, very fuzzy claim. And, of course, not a shred of proof about it. And here's the problem. The U.S. official refuses to name who they think this bomber is because they've already been burned once by this alumni from Guantanamo. So they're going to, we know who it is. We can't tell you. It will reveal our methods. But trust us. We're the U.S. government. We wouldn't lie to you about this kind of thing. They did it. Go throw your children onto their bayonets for us. And it is. It's total 100% USDA choice bovine excrement to try and launch this war they've been trying to get all this time. And as the economic circumstances edge closer and closer to a complete collapse, the desperation to start a war is getting higher and higher and higher. Apparently the U.S. government just passed a law that allows the Israeli Air Force to just sort of come and go, flying in and out of our country for training. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. And we know the Israelis have nuclear weapons. Israelis could drop a bomb on Chicago. Well, they wouldn't do it that. Rahm Emanuel's up there. They could drop a bomb on anywhere and say, Iran did it. We told you they had a nuclear weapon. And the media would say, oh, yes, it's Iran. Got to go get them. They're in a state of panic. I mean, you almost get a sense of panic on their part in this race to just get World War III well and truly started before the economy dissolves. Because then they got something to blame it all on. Because if the economy collapses before they get this war well and truly underway, then the people of the United States of America, the people of Europe, the people of the world are going to understand. The reason for this economic meltdown has nothing to do with war, has nothing to do with Iran, has nothing to do with Arabs, has nothing to do with Muslims. It has everything to do with the money junkies and this failed experiment of private central banks issuing all the public currency as a loan at interest. It has failed, it has failed, it has failed. And blowing up a couple of billion human beings in big mistake number three is not going to change that reality. But it's not going to stop the money junkies from trying. No. The peasants are revolting. Yeah, you can say that again. Let's just blow them all up. Get it over here. All righty. I got an email from somebody saying, you don't think the government of Israel would kill their own people? Yeah, they've done it before. Every world leader, when they get into that position of running a country, they have already made that decision, that choice, the willingness to see their own people die in order to go to war. And whether they are uniformed people in combat or innocent civilians sacrificed in a public relations stunt makes absolutely no difference. More and more pundits in Europe especially are saying that Israel is likely behind this bus bombing simply because they get what they want from this, an excuse to attack Iran. And again, just stop and think for a moment, and yes, I know, if Americans start thinking the terrorists will win, but of all the players in this little theater, Iran is the only one that doesn't want a war. So why would they do something like that? Why would they hand to the United States and Israel an excuse to invade and attack Syria, Lebanon, Iran, all the places that the East and Israel want to attack and destroy and conquer to build Eretz Israel from the Nile to the Euphrates so that the invisible man in the clouds will come down and bless us? Little side note here, as people express more and more concern about potential false flag at the Olympics. Apparently, right next to the big Olympic stadium and the Stratford subway station is a brand new shopping center called the Mega Mall. Okay, it is owned and operated by Frank Lowy, who's a former Israeli commando and Larry Silverstein's partner in the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. That is going to make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. I would not be in anywhere near the London Olympics, even if somebody gave me the tickets. Would not do that here. Now, getting over to Syria and Damascus, things are not going well for the mercenary conquerors at all. And again, this is the lesson of Vietnam. You can have all the modern weapons in the world, but an invading army that is fighting for a paycheck is never, ever going to be anywhere near as effective as the indigenous people fighting for their homes and their loved ones. One Vietnamese or one Syrian fighting for their homes is worth 10 invading troops, no matter how well equipped they are. That was the lesson of Vietnam, and apparently our current non-military experience leadership forgot that one. Anyway, apparently the Syrian government has recovered many of the areas claimed to be held by the invading forces. And things are going very, very badly there. They've managed to kill a lot of these mercenaries, and they continue to identify them as being from outside Syria. They are not the Syrian people. They are not the civilians. They are not the citizenry rising up in revolt. They are outside paid mercenaries. Now, the Syrian government is once again, or was once again, back in control of Damascus. But we got a report just before we went to airtime of a huge explosion in Damascus that cut off internet access. Russia Today was reporting that basically Wi-Fi and 3G and everything has been cut off inside Damascus. Now, the Syrian government would not cut off internet access because it is only through the internet that they are able to counter and expose the Western propaganda that's being used to try and sell an invasion of Syria. So somebody else, somebody non-Syrian government, somebody connected with the outside mercenary invaders did something. Maybe it was even a missile strike or a drone strike. One of these little stealthy drones with a stealthy bomb goes in and stealthily blows up something important. Maybe this is a repeat of that decapitation strike that tried to take out the government of Syria. It could very well be that this explosion today was a U.S. missile designed to cut off internet access to prepare for an outright American invasion to take place while everybody's distracted watching the Olympics. Because the U.S. cannot lose any of these wars, or they will lose the initiative and the momentum to conquer the world in the name of oil profits, erasing the debt, and the imaginary playmate in the clouds. Despite all of the poverty and hardship and starvation in this country, the House approved a $606 billion military spending bill so we can go on buying more of those fighter airplanes that asphyx their pilots and those carrier jets that cannot actually land on carriers. And those underway fleet replenishment vessels that have to go right to the scrapyard from the shipyard because they're so messed up. Heck, it's not their money. You can bet all of those members in the House of Representatives, they own stock in the military contractors getting all this money. On that little list of things that we're going to have for the next government that we're going to bring into existence on this country when this one's finished with its death throes, assuming that it doesn't destroy the entire planet in the process of dying, is we need to say that if there is a central legislative body, and I'm not sure that we really need one in this age of instantaneous global communication, but if we have one, I think the idea that they have to put their wealth into a blind trust absolutely has to be there. Just like they have for the president, we know that the last couple of presidents, they make a show of putting their money into a blind trust, but they keep some of it out. That started back with the Clinton administration. And I think we need to apply it to all of the legislators. Because we know Congress is engaging in insider trading. They're voting money into companies that they own stock in. That's not the way it was supposed to be when this country was first set up. And we need to correct that. So that goes on the list, along with no private central bank. Now, speaking of private central banks, and if you thought that the Colorado shooting was going to get me off the subject of LIBOR, you were wrong. Very quietly announced, while the news media is still focused on the theater shooting in Colorado, is this idea that all of the LIBOR-fixing banks may agree to a joint settlement. They want this thing to go away. So this is going to be basically where they all get together and say, yes, we were bad, and we'll give you back a few pennies of all the trillions of dollars that we looted from the people of the world through this whole thing, and then you will give us and not prosecute us and retroactively indemnify us from all civil litigation, and life will go on as it did before. The problem, of course, is that for you and I, and for everybody else listening to this show, except for the government monitors, we can't have life go on as it has been before. Because life as it has been before is driving us all into poverty, starvation, and slavery. And that is not what the United States is supposed to be about. So they're going to pull the same deal with LIBOR that they did with the foreclosure settlement. And it's just another classic case of government opening up an escape hatch for the big money bankers on the excuse that we cannot allow the reputation of the American financial system to be harmed, no matter how bad the reputation may actually be. Baltimore has filed a class action lawsuit against the LIBOR banks for all the losses they suffered from the rigging. And as a matter of fact, there's a scramble all over the world now. People are looking at their own financial disasters and saying, how much of this is linked to this LIBOR rigging? And the bankers are trying to say, well, some people made out, so it wasn't really all that bad a thing. Yeah, it was a bad thing for everybody who got hurt. There's a reason that rigging is illegal. There's a reason that price fixing is illegal. And these bankers broke the law, and why are they not in prison? Because the government is just as corrupt as the bankers. That is fascism. When government and financial corporations are united together to conspire, and that is the correct word, to loot the general population, that is fascism. And just as they did with the foreclosure fraud settlement, Obama's Justice Department is racing to the rescue of the LIBOR criminals. They're launching all their own investigations of the LIBOR scandal, and they're going out to all of the other state and local investigations and saying, you don't need to investigate the LIBOR. These aren't the crooked bankers you're looking for. You don't need to show us your papers. Move along. They're trying that whole Jedi mind thing on you. So the U.S. federal government is going to investigate and use the investigation to head off all other investigations to make sure that the federal government can keep a lid on all this stuff. This goes all the way back to the assassination of John F. Kennedy, which at the time, being a murder in the state of Texas, it was Texas jurisdiction. They were supposed to investigate the murder. So they throw together the Warren Commission, and they literally steal the body and bring it back to Washington, D.C., because at that time, there was no federal law regarding the assassination of the president that gave the government jurisdiction. They stole it in order to keep the lid on the thing. And they set up the Warren Commission and said, this will be the body that investigates everything. Everybody send in your evidence to us. Don't keep anything for yourselves. Just send it to us and shut down your investigations. We'll tell you what the truth and reality was. And, of course, all these years later, we understand the Warren Commission was full of it. It was full. The Warren members were Dulles, the ex-head of the CIA that John F. Kennedy had fired after the Bay of Pigs fiasco. John J. McCloy, president of the Chase Manhattan Bank, president of the World Bank. I don't know what the heck he's doing on the Warren Commission if it's an honest analysis of the assassination of the president. So they're going to do it again. We, the federal government, will hold an investigation. All other investigations are shut down. We'll tell you what reality is. We know the reality. The financial system is systemically corrupt and crooked. It is a vast criminal enterprise, and they dress up in very expensive suits, just like the mafia, and they build themselves gorgeous marble temples to their wealth. Look a lot like churches. And it's all there to trick you into thinking that these are good people, and they're not. In a nation that has lost most of its manufacturing, all of that wealth flowing into Wall Street's boardrooms is from fraud and corruption. And we all know it now. And the government is trying to say, pay no attention to the corruption. We'll give you a war to look at instead. More and more people are looking back at that Peregrine financial fraud and say, the shocking thing isn't that he did it, because they're all doing it. And we can assume there are more Peregrines out there. The shocking thing is it went on for 20 years without a single federal regulator bothering to knock on the door. And by the way, apparently the laws regarding the regulation of these financial situations is you have to get their permission to look at their books. And so, of course, the crooked operators aren't going to grant permission. Whoever set up a law like that? That's like saying, you know, we're going to bust the drug dealers, but we have to have their permission before we can go into their house to look for the drugs. Heck no. They show up with that big battering ram. They knock down the door. Sometimes they got the wrong house. They still kill the person inside. And they go in and they find the evidence of crime. Why aren't we doing that with the bankers? Why aren't we driving tanks through the front of all these Wall Street firms, holding guns on them and saying, okay, the time has come to, you know, give us your books? We should be doing that to the Federal Reserve instead of letting them delay long enough to come up with a completely fraudulent set of books to show Congress and say, see, we're really good people. And if you doubt that, you won't get any contributions next election here. Morgan Stanley has reported a slump in profits. It's getting ready to fire more and more people. Let's all feel bad for those financial workers. And, of course, you know, it's just going to be the low-level clerks who've never done anything wrong other than to try and do their job. The big crooks in the boardrooms, they've got their golden parachutes. More and more people are warning about a major stock sell-off. I understand the Dow wasn't doing all that well today. They're trying to find a scapegoat for that. whether it's the guy in Colorado or Syria or space aliens or whatever. Yeah, the market's definitely down here today. Microsoft, this may be one of the reasons. Everybody on Wall Street was rattled by the fact that Microsoft reported its first quarterly loss in its entire 26-year company history. And it's basically saying it's not seeing the revenues from their online ad business, which they overinflated to begin with. And, of course, they're spending a huge amount of money on completely reinventing Windows so that they can force you to buy all new copies of your applications and all new accessories and all new interfaces and so forth and so on. That has run into a huge amount of money. Death by BSOD. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Now, some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I have some very clever readers of the website and listeners to the show. Somebody just sent me an email showing a picture of Barack Obama's daughters, and underneath it says, somebody else made that happen. meanwhile, over in the chat room, people are talking about being banned. if you are trying to post your concerns to some of the corporate media news outlets where they have a commenting section and you've signed up and you've registered and all of a sudden you're finding that your registration has gone away or you're banned or blocked from posting, you are not alone. There's an epidemic of it all across the corporate media. They're basically trying to shut down all dissenting voices so that only the happy little mushrooms that think war is really cool and bankers are God are allowed to post comments on all these news stories, which is, of course, why the corporate media continues to lose their readership and viewership to the alternative media. One more comment. I'm also getting some emails from people saying they're having trouble reaching the whatreallyhappened.com website. Our website is up and running. The server is running. The load is reasonable. But I think what's going on, because I went through this with another viewer yesterday, if you are behind one of these net nanny or spam whatever systems, all of a sudden they are starting to declare all the alternative media websites to be spam generators and porn sites and all the rest of it. So they're all of these things that were supposed to be for the benefit of making sure you don't get to see a naked girl or anything like that, they're being used as censorship tools right now. Like I said in the first part of the show, you can smell the panic in the air from the government wanting to get World War III cranked up into rock and roll full tilt afterburner boogie. And they're desperate to do it. And as we mentioned before, if there is going to be a false flag at the Olympics, then the U.S. government has to find some way to basically shut down or cut off the alternative media. And they did it before. In the weeks before the 9/11 false flag, the FBI ran around the United States of America pulling the plug on all the websites belonging to Muslim charity groups to make sure that when 9/11 happened, they could catapult the propaganda forward. There would be no voices out there on the Internet saying, wait a minute. There's no reason to assume Arab Muslims had anything to do with this thing. So the fact that we're seeing all this banning going on and all of this blocking of websites and stuff, I think is an early warning about what is to come here. And I hope I'm wrong about a false flag at the Olympics. And I'm willing to be wrong. But the more we talk about it, the more we plant that doubt in the minds of the perpetrators. If we can mend doubt that they'll be believed, with yet another one of these 9/11s or 7/7s or whatever they're calling it. If we can make them doubt, they'll call it off. Public discussion and the installation of doubt is our most potent weapon to preserve the peace. Getting back to the economy here, J.P. Morgan is refusing to respond to subpoenas regarding electricity manipulation. Shades of Enron. And what a disaster that was, and J.P. Morgan just says, oh, well, we'll try it again. They made a lot of money until it fell apart. We'll just make a lot of money, and I'll resign before it falls apart. J.P. Morgan seems to feel they're above the law. I think somebody needs to correct them on that misperception. We're going to take a break for station identification. We will be right back.
When the collapse